This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It's Monday the 30th of December, I'll just call it out. Your last daily news of 2019, isn't it? How lovely is that? This is brought to you in association with Red Men TV. Liverpool are world champions, just in case you forgot. If you want to remind...
Did you forget?
Well, you know, it's a busy period, isn't it? But if you want to remind someone else in your life, we brought out some lovely T-shirts. Weltmeister, is that how we're pronouncing it? Weltmeister. I know it's German for world champion. A nice little picture of Jürgen and his hat and his glasses. Are available in a range of colours and sizes. If you go to www.theredmentv.com and go and click on shop in there, you'll have access to one of them and just go and be unbearable and tell everyone that we're world champions.
Yes,
do it. Or just remind yourself. Big news this morning. It's exclusively revealed by The Athletic that Swansea are in talks to take Liverpool striker Rhian Brewster on loan. Chris, initial thoughts before we get into the actual story?
I think I'm a little bit disappointed that we've not seen hardly anything of Rhian Brewster this season. I think, you know, with Liverpool not signing anyone for the front three at the start of the season, I really thought it was going to be his chance to sort of showcase a little bit about what he's got this season. Now, it's not really worked out that way, and we've not really been in a position where we could give him minutes if he was fit and available anyway for the entire first half of the season. So, although I'm a little bit disappointed, I think it's probably the right move for him and his career. I think he needs game time. I don't think under-23s is going to quite work for that. Going and playing against men and letting us see what he's like as well might be best for his career right now.
Yeah, I think he needs to bridge that gap between under-19 level and Premier League level and, like I said, build up. I'll just read some of the quotes. Although Jurgen Klopp was against the idea of Brewster going out on loan in the summer, Liverpool manager is willing to allow the teenager to pick up some valuable first-team experience elsewhere during the second half of the campaign, mindful that he's only made two appearances this season. Sources at Liverpool and Swansea confirmed to The Athletic that two clubs have had talks about a loan deal for Brewster, but insist nothing has been decided yet. Swansea are hopeful that they'll be given the green light, but also aware that other Championship clubs are keen to sign Brewster, including Preston North End. Either way, it's understood that Liverpool will prefer a loan agreement to start the third round FA Cup tie against Everton and Anfield on Sunday, when Klopp is expected to make a number of changes at the back of a grueling schedule. And I think that kind of echoes what you kind of said there, Chris. You know, we've played a lot of football this season, but Brewster's only featured MK Dons, Arsenal, and for all the hype that's come with him during the season, he hasn't featured at all, really, has he?
No, he hasn't. And there's mitigating circumstances, of course. I mean, you're not going to throw him into a title challenge, are you, in the Premier League? If he was fit for every single game, he's probably not going in there. The types of games that we've been playing most of the time, there's only a handful of games where you might have even brought him on. I mean, Leicester might have been one of them, where you're 4-0 up with 10 to go or something like that, but he's just not been there at the right time where we're able to give him minutes. So go out there, get your fitness up. We know he come off the back of a really bad injury anyway. So this now seems like a good time for him. And clearly, I'd guess that he's maybe angling for a little bit of football as well. And that's why, because Klopp doesn't like putting players out on loan if he doesn't need to. But he's probably seen enough of him in training to say, actually now to take the next step, you need to go and move somewhere.
Yeah, I think it also might swing it for Swansea in a sense that Steve Cooper, he's their manager, who also worked with Brewster when Brewster was younger, so he knows the guy, he knows the fella. Good working relationship. It always helps when you're youngster going somewhere else. Anyway, moving on. Klopp says Minamino and Phillips could be available versus Sheffield United, but he might be wrong. I think he is wrong. Klopp was talking about his post-match game. He said, for the next game, we'll maybe have two more players after beating Wolves, going to the Express. Maybe Nat Phillips will be there and Takimi Minamino. We have to see how that is after the winter break. He trained, obviously, not with the team. That's Minamino. Obviously, Nat Phillips was recalled from loan. But in truth, Chris, the rules state that Minamino might not be available.
Yeah, anyone signed on the 1st or the 2nd of January, which Minamino will be signed on the 1st of January, aren't available for game week 21. That's according to the Express. So it looks like Minamino is going to be in contention for his first start actually against Everton in the FA Cup rather than Sheffield United. And actually thinking about Minamino and thinking about Brewster, I think the two stories kind of go hand in hand here a little bit. I mean, we've just signed a lad who's probably likely to play in those front three, front four positions, yeah. Further decreasing the chances of Brewster breaking into the side over the next 6 months of the season as well. I'm excited to see Minamino. I know everybody's excited to see Minamino. I'm sure you are as well. If he has to get the winner against Everton as his first game, so be it.
That's happened before. We signed someone in January.
Was
it FA Cup as well, wasn't it?
It was FA Cup.
And he knocked them out.
We did knock them out. Virgil?
Yeah. So let's have some more of that. Speaking of Everton, nice and tedious link. The Echo, David Prentice has done a combined 2019 Liverpool versus Everton, Everpool, if you will. So we're going to go through this.
Okay.
I just want to get your thoughts, obviously, just by position. So goalkeeper.
Alisson.
Sure? No consideration for T-Rex, small arms at all?
I'm not even sure he's a keeper.
No. Okay, yeah, he's picked, yeah. Alisson, right back.
Trent.
Not, is Coleman the right back?
Yeah, Coleman.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, it's not Coleman.
Okay. Centre back.
Matip.
Ooh, not,
No.
That centre back's not.
Well, Zuma was playing at a decent level last season for before he moved back to Chelsea.
Jack Yelka's left, hasn't he?
Keane's no good.
Oh, no. Ashley Williams, is he still... No, he's got... No.
Distar might be still playing.
Is he, yeah? Oh, sound. Yep, Van Dijk got it. Yerry Mina, no?
No.
No, okay. Left back?
Robertson.
Not Lucadinha.
No, he's not the best left back in the world, so he's not the best left back in the city, by proxy.
Okay, midfield three? And they, bearing in mind, they have a lot of midfielders, lots of central midfielders.
Okay.
Who they spent a lot of money on?
I don't know.
Was Sigurdsson £45 million plus?
No, not him.
No.
I go Fabinho, Henderson, Wijnaldum.
He's gone for Henderson, Fabinho, Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
Okay, it's almost like you've read this. Front three.
I mean, it's not Richarlison. It's Bobby Firmino, it's Mo Salah, and it's Sadio Mane. And
spot on.
And that's the Everton journalist who's picked the exact same 11 as me.
Yeah, not one Everton player, which kind of sums up where we're at and where they're at, and it's glorious. An update on Jeanne Shaqiri, who potentially would have played Sheffield United, might have played the Everton game. Klopp's come out and said he's out, not for long, maybe a week or 10 days. Chris, I think you said this on possibly the build-up show. He was low-key, very injury-prone,
I think he is, yeah, he misses games. I think, you know, we were having a conversation before, I think maybe Si shouted it as well, and I know Adam was talking about it, but he just misses a lot of games, you know. He's very small, he's got very big muscles, so this doesn't surprise me that he's got a hamstring issue at the moment, because very small, very big muscles.
But his muscle, he should be, like, made of steel. He should never get his legs injured, if anything.
Yeah,
and the fact that he doesn't play, he hasn't had that much game time, so he's getting injured training. What's going to be like? He's just going to break in half when he plays a full 90 minutes, isn't he?
I feel a little bit sorry for him. You know, I've said over the last few weeks that I'm not his biggest fan. And
when he's come in, though, he's played well.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying he's a shit player. I just don't think he's anywhere near as good as what else we've got on the bench. You know, if we're going to bring in one player for the front three, I'd much rather see Origi.
Yeah.
You know, I know Shaqiri's had end product during the course of last season and this season as well, to be fair, but I think Origi's had more. And, you know, he's a good little squad player, Shaqiri. I'd be very surprised if he's here next year, though, if I'm honest.
It's like him and Lallana have swapped roles, haven't they?
Yes.
I was just going, well, I used to be injured all the time, but now it's you. Fine. We've got Adam Lallana, we've got Minamino, we've got cover.
Do you think he's got a big part to play over the course of the season?
Over the rest of the season? I don't know, 100%. Yeah, I think it's the same as Adam Lallana. Like, if it's one game here or there, you've got a fresh body and you can come in and do a job like Shaqiri's done so far this season, like Lallana's done, I think it's a case of just be selfish and keep them round. get to the end of the season, reassess it. They'll be working on transfers now for the summer. Maybe he'll leave then and go on to another
team. I don't know exactly where Minamino is going to play. I think maybe long term we might see him in the middle of the park rather than as one of the front three.
A lot of options in that midfield.
Yeah, we do, and especially for playing this 4-2-3-1 that we've sort of pulled out the bag over the last 4 weeks and stuff. I can see Minamino very much playing in that 10, a very, really clever player, finds a little bit of space, got a nice keen eye for a pass, likes to get into the box as well. For me, Shaqiri gets pushed down the pecking order once again with the signing of Minamino.
I think Harvey Elliott as well. Like, if Shaqiri's going to be constantly injured, we saw Harvey Elliott was on the bench against Wolves yesterday. I think it's a matter of time before he gets 10, 15 minutes somewhere, and if he takes his opportunity, well, then Shaqiri down even further. Si, let's have some comments, please.
A few on Bruce today. First of all, we got a super chat from Alex the Maltese Falcon, so thanks very much for
thank
that.
You, thank you, Mr. Maltese Falcon.
And then we've got a few comments on Bruce there. So Richard Askham says, this tells me Bruce that obviously isn't yet good enough for the first team. And Brown Ninja says, good chance for Brewster to get senior experience. He's got time in his career and we don't need him with the current quality of our squad.
Do you think there's a lot of pressure on him? Because there's been loads of calls throughout the season with people wanting to see him play in the first team. And you said it before, of where do you put him in? Because every game is so vital and so big. But it's almost as if he needs this to actually move on.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's pressure or whether it's the job in hand is ridiculously difficult. I don't think there's too much pressure on him because what you're basically asking him is, how old is he now? Is he 18?
I don't know.
Yeah, 18. I mean, you're basically asking an 18-year-old to be one of the top 10 players in the 19. World. 19. You're asking him to be one of the top 10 forwards in the world because I think our three forwards are all in the top 10 players in the world. And I think that's a big ask for someone who hasn't played first team football before. So I don't think there's any pressure on him to succeed because of how good the other lads are. But I do think that the job that we're potentially asking him to do is way above him. I don't think he's anywhere near top 10 players in the world. He hasn't had first team games.
It's above him, but it's not his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Isn't it? So for me, I think it's just maybe if there is pressure building up on him, you do probably alleviate that by him going to Swansea for a bit, not being in, everyone's eye in the media and the glare of Liverpool Football Club. And, you can make some mistakes that aren't going to be looked at in quite the same way by the media, by the newspapers, by Sky, by us, by everybody else that looks at it. And he can just grow and become a footballer in his own right.
Like Harry Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
Got another one here from Nine Firmino, who says, Brewster will settle in well. As well as his existing relationship with the Swansea manager, he's good friends with Jan Danda, previously in our academy, who also plays for Swansea. That might have something to do with the fact that it's Swansea that it looks like he's going to choose to go to.
Yeah, it all contributes, like I said before. Like, if you're a youngster and you're trying to settle in somewhere, it can be quite hard, especially at 19 years old. He just wants to play footy and get his head down, probably, but if he's got someone like a roommate or someone could put an arm around him who he's worked with previously before, I think it eases that stress,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Same with any other job, someone, it's always helpful. One more, Si.
Stephen Priest, question for you guys. Do you think Klopp will keep fielding a strong team in the FA Cup? Ooh. I would love us to win the FA Cup this season and not just throw it away like we always do with the League Cup.
Go on, you go first.
I think he has to rotate at some point, and I think that's the game. I think it's very unfortunate that it's against Everton. I think obviously he'll go out to win it, but I think it also depends when Fabinho's back, when, Chamberlain won't, I don't think we'll be back for that game, but we've got a lot of injuries at the minute. I don't want to put too much stress on the team. I think we're going to fall to drop points in the Premier League, but I don't want to. It's as simple as that, I don't want to. But also, I'd love us to go full strength against Everton, knock them out, and then to just see where we're at.
It's such a difficult one, isn't it? Because, even 4 weeks ago, I'd be like, go full strength in the FA Cup. The squad's holding up well. We've not got any injuries and all that type of stuff. Then Fabinho goes down, then Ox goes down, then Shaqiri picks up an injury. You got Matip and Lovren out, and all of a sudden, your squad that looked like it was going to be able to handle three or four competitions is now at breaking point, isn't it? So, I'd like to be able to get through against Everton. I'd like to take the FA Cup seriously. I think it's been far too long since we've won that competition. I think we've got a good enough squad when everybody's fit to challenge on multiple fronts. It's going to be very difficult for Liverpool to win the Champions League again this season, because we've got Atletico in the next round. We're going hard in the Premier League as well, but we've proved over the last year, certainly last season, that we can garner points in the Premier League, put a title challenge in place and win a big competition. I think we'd like to win the FA Cup as well. I think every Liverpool fan would. We've got to get past Everton. You might get an easier round. You might get an easier draw in the next round. It's unlikely for us, but it does happen to other teams. I'd like us to knock out Everton just because it's Everton, and then worry about the competition after that, to be perfectly honest with you. But if Klopp chooses to rotate, I can totally see why he'd rotate as well.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll wrap it up there.
Can I just ask Chris a question? I think I asked this in the office. Would you rather get beat by Sheffield United or Everton?
In what? As in Sheffield United in the league, Everton in the cup?
Yeah.
Sheffield United, I would rather win against, which is bad because it's Everton. But I know we've got a 13-point gap. But if you lose points, you give confidence to the other teams. You break that air of invincibility around Liverpool in the Premier League, the one that's probably won us more games than not towards the end of the games. You know, you don't want Manchester City thinking they've got a sniff at this. You don't want Leicester thinking you've got a sniff at it. You want them to focus on other competitions. And I think the only way you can do that is win in the Premier League over and over and over again. That's a choice between losing against Everton, losing against Sheffield United. The choice that I would make is to win against both of them.
100%. But there's also that thing...
I take it you're the other way.
I'm with you, but I think it's also backed up by the fact that you put that tweet out this morning of Liverpool, you know, this is our best points tally at this stage of the season. We've had two in the top five, but we've blown the Premier League. I don't think we'll do that this season, but there's still a doubt in my mind of being hurt before sort of thing. And if we can get the Premier League done as soon as possible, then I'd rather go and do that.
What would you say?
You're Everton, aren't you? You'd rather beat Everton.
I think I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that? Just explain to everyone.
They haven't beat us at Anfield since 1999, and I absolutely love that. I don't want to see us lose to Everton at Anfield.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I can totally understand that.
I also want to go and see us go for the treble this season because I think we're capable of it, and I'd love to see us go and do that. And I think we'd give ourselves the leeway to maybe drop some points in the league. But I'm with you. I want to win them both, and I think we will. So
winning both is the correct answer. We'll leave it there. We're just going to say a happy new year from all of us at Redmen TV. A thank you to Si as well. It's his last day in the office today before he goes travelling around the world, which we're not at all jealous of, are we? Mm-hmm. Don't forget to go and check out theredmentv.com and go to the shop and go and get your Champions of the World t-shirt. We'll be back after the new year. Have a great one, and we'll see you very soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.